There are five non-binding propositions on this year's Republican ballot. All are yes or no questions on topics like limits on government spending, allowing religion in public gatherings and public schools, and requiring a photo ID to vote. All red meat GOP topics. And all expected to get a yes vote from 80% or more of the primary voters. With that kind of expected support, why even bother? Will Lute says it's all about party ID. The managing editor of the conservative Lone Star Report newsletter says propositions will either strengthen party resolve on a topic or show how the GOP differs from Democrats.
Like with the voter ID one, you could argue is both. You know, they are both trying to get the one or two Republicans that are on the fence on that issue back into the Republican fold, and they're trying to take a shot at the Democrats, basically saying, we're for fair and honest elections. How about you?
Most of these propositions don't result in new laws. For instance, ballot props in other election years to allow the state to enforce immigration laws were popular, but didn't lead to bills on the governor's desk. Though this year, one proposition just might. Number five would require every woman seeking an elective abortion to see a sonogram of her fetus. Houston Senator Dan Patrick has been trying to pass a bill to that effect.
You know, we've passed it out of the Senate twice. I did have one Republican each time not vote for it, unfortunately, so hopefully this might convince that Republican. And then in the House, we haven't had a vote, and I hope that if this passes with a high percentage, that it convinces the Speaker and the Republican House to make sure it gets out on the floor and gets passed.
Democrats don't have any propositions this year. The last time they did was 2006, when 88% of voters said they favored raising the minimum wage. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.